One of America's most famous political cartoonists during the Great Depression and the years of the Roosevelt administration was J. Norwood Darling. While he attended Beloit College, he started signing his artwork simply a contraction of his last name, turning Darling into D-apostrophe-I-N-G. Soon everyone was calling him Ding. Darling's two passions in life were politics and conservation. He was given the Pulitzer Prize twice in 1924 and 1943 for editorial cartoons. On the conservation side, he founded the National Wildlife Federation, conceived the Federal Duck Stamp Program and drew the first duck stamp, and for a time headed the U.S. Biological Survey, which evolved into the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. A national wildlife refuge on Sanibel Island in Florida is named for him. It's officially called the J. N. Ding Darling National Wildlife Refuge, but most birders just call it Ding Darling. It protects one of America's largest remaining undeveloped mangrove ecosystems. I spent a morning there last weekend. Driving to and from Sanibel Island was almost as fun as reaching the refuge itself. All along the highway is a lovely white sand beach, and for a long stretch, it's open to cars. Dogs are not allowed off-leash on the beaches anywhere on the island because this is a critical winter stopover for piping plovers. I stopped in several places to bird. I was there at high tide, the trickiest time to find many of the shorebirds, and I got only brief, distant looks at two piping plovers before they flew off, but even a glimpse at these adorable little birds has the power to make me smile all day long. When I got to the refuge, I'd barely cracked my car door open before the meows of gray catbirds were greeting my ears. I walked a bit around the parking area by the visitor center looking for songbirds, and then I drove the wildlife loop, a one-way road going along wonderful habitat. I got splendid looks and photos of two of the refuge's iconic birds, the yellow-crowned night heron and anhinga. Despite the high tide, there were a few large groups of shorebirds, including black-bellied, semi-palmated, and Wilson's plovers, Dunlins, short-billed dowitchers, red knots, ruddy turnstones, and about 500 willets, more than I'd ever seen in a single place before. Willets are a rather drab gray when resting or running, but the moment they open their wings, wow, the striking black and white pattern is absolutely beautiful. One loon rested in a shallow area not far from the first group of shorebirds. It looked rather sick. Botulism killed a great many loons in late summer and fall on the Great Lakes this year, and I'm afraid this bird may have been a late casualty. Four roseate spoonbills flew over, two landing pretty far out for photos, but near enough to enjoy the bright pink contrasting with all the white egrets they joined. Every species of heron and egret native to Florida gave me decent looks along the wildlife drive. I ended the morning with over 60 species, boosting the number of species seen on my conservation big year to 121. My birding will be slacking off for a few days while I take a field trip to Disney World with my fifth grade teacher, but after that, I'll be focused anew on my 2013 quest. I'm Laura Erickson speaking for the birds.